So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. I'm pretty excited today to join you with my beautiful guest, Melissa Binkley, and she's quite inspirational and transformational, and she's going to tell us a little more about that. You can always find out more about my guests at TheErikaGlessingShow.com, and then please subscribe on iTunes, and if you feel like leaving a great review, you know, I'd be open to that. So, welcome, Melissa. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Where are you in the world right now?
I am in Nepal.
So oh, my
goodness. I'm in Pokhara, Nepal right now. I have been traveling for about 27 months straight all over the world doing transformational speaking. And this part of the trip, I was in India for 30 days. I was speaking at the Women's Economic Forum. And then from there, I came here to Nepal, and I'm working with the Empowering Women of Nepal Network and doing things like paragliding and trekking and all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, when you even say the word Nepal, like, I just get this kind of like calm monk-like feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, it is absolutely. I fell in love when I landed here. Wow. And I'll tell you, I'm coming back. I've already scheduled a trip for October, and I'm coming back to do more work and go to Tibet. It is absolutely incredible here. I recommend everybody get here at least once in their life.
My mom went there when I was a kid, and she sent me pictures, and actually I framed some of them because they were so beautiful. Some of the palace, I mean, just some of the energy there. It's a very interesting energy. I really like it. So how wonderful that we get to be connected to Nepal through you today, vicariously. You know, one of the things that you say in your description of what you do is helping people get to clarity. And that's such an interesting, just sort of, I don't know, approach to help people get to clarity. What do you think stops us from being in clarity about what we do or what we choose?
I think the biggest challenge to being, to not having clarity is because we are so conditioned to believe and behave in a way that we should be doing according to our culture, our society, our families, the way that we're brought up in our belief systems. And therefore we have disconnected from our own truth, our own soul, and our own authenticity. And by doing that, everything becomes muddled. We are not clear. We don't have the clarity of what we truly are meant to be here and what our purpose is that we're doing, because we've layered on all of these belief systems growing up over the years of how things should be. And instead, and we get start taking and stripping those pieces away, and we get to our true core and essence. We get to really be clear about our purpose. Why are we here? What are we? Are we here to create, on a impact on a global scale? What is our true message that we're here to create? What is our masterpiece? And I think that's one of the biggest challenges to clarity.
I love it. One of the things that I do with my writing club is helping people really let go of the places where they were kind of exactly what you said, like conditioned not to listen to their inner voice, you know? It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it starts so young for girls. It starts so young, and I just got full body chills. Like, it starts so young to be serving. I was up at a party at a friend's house, and the oldest daughter, she seriously made the oldest daughter stop enjoying the party and just clean up for like an hour. This is my daughter's best friend. And it was like, she couldn't swim in the pool and be with the boy children who were just having fun. It was like, oh my. And I'm not saying like a girl child shouldn't clean up, but then just have all the children go and clean up, you know?
Right. Right.
It was about to me. It seemed to me quite gender-based conditioning, you know? So when you start...
There is a lot of that.
Yeah, exactly. I know, that's exactly what I tuned into when you were talking. When when we talk about getting our sort of our soul and our intuition coming through, what kinds of things can we start seeing? Like what's awesome that can show up if we are doing this kind of, you know, connected work?
Well, I believe in my word is magic, and I believe that there is magic and miracles all around of us. And when we actually connect into our intuitive intelligence, and when we can learn to work with a higher realm and our higher selves and really create that, you actually will manifest and shift and change and heal things in your life beyond anything that you could have ever imagined. I work a lot in the trauma field and with human trafficking and then teaching my clients how to create transformation and actually build something in their lives. And when you are able to really connect into this source and this piece of yourself and this inner wisdom, you can literally create and manifest anything that you want. I've seen some of the most amazing miracles come through. I myself have manifested.
So we're having a little momentary audio missing from Nepal, but it's been just so amazing talking to Melissa Binkley. You can find out more about Melissa at melissabinkley.com. I'm going to try to get her back, but if we don't, please go ahead and go over to her website and find out more about her. And we can keep enjoying the work and the gift that she is in the world.